Turn to the book of Nehemiah, and so we're just going to spend a little bit of time in Nehemiah chapter number 3, and just a simple thought this morning, and so if you would pray for Joseph and Holly and John at Liberty, but if you would pray for Joseph, his mom is not feeling well this morning, and so he is there attending to her needs and helping her at the rehab center, and so please pray for Tommy and Tommy is homesick, and so I got a call this morning, and so Joseph and John are all of our friends, and so we appreciate that, and so I don't know, did I mess it up, or?
No, keep talking,
right? Okay.
Not sure.
Sure, I made a booger of it, amen, and so, but in Nehemiah chapter number 3, verse number 1, and just a simple thought, I'll try not to be long, I'll try to be short, if you help me be sweet, amen, and so, boy, I want the Lord to be honored this morning,
amen.
And I just named this the Sheep Gate, the Sheep Gate. You know, I traveled with a preacher that had more degrees than I'll ever be able to hyphenate behind my name, and but he would preach messages about every gate. And this week, just thinking about the Sheep Gate, and just being encouraged with several visits this week, that America, one of our problems is our churches aren't repairing the Sheep Gate. We're not having a safe place for God's children, and for people to become God's children. Amen?
Amen.
And the Sheep Gate is a picture of that, is a picture of salvation. There's many applications and many pictures that could be used here today. But our church, we need to help me repair our Sheep Gate.
Amen.
That there's people that need the Lord. Amen. There's people that need to come back to the Lord. Amen. There's people that need a safe, wonderful place to worship.
Right.
To get their hearts renewed weekly, amen? We can't do it on our own, amen? Somebody made the comment this morning that it takes a village, amen? And so, as a preacher, we need encouragement here, amen? But in chapter number 3, verse number 1, then you live by, so I'm sure if I slaughter a name, just please help me with it, amen? The high priest rose up, his brother and the priest, and they built the Sheep Gate. They sacrificed it, set up the doors, they sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even to the tower. Oh man, M-E-A-H, so if I say it wrong, amen, don't shoot me. They sanctified it, they fortified it, they put it together unto the tower of Hazel. And so just a simple thought today, the Sheep Gate. The Sheep Gate. Boy, our doors ought to be open, amen.
Nice.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Even during COVID, when we couldn't have people here, we came and us that could, and we came and we set up the camera and all of these things. And of course, this is where that whole microphone thing comes in. I mean, you know, it's easy for me to say no to old, ugly guys, but it's hard when pretty ladies say, "I was watching your feed and I couldn't hear nothing." And I says, "Well, then you didn't hear my mistakes." And but you know, just, I hope this will help today. Just a simple thought, the Sheep Gate. But isn't it wonderful? And I know that it seems like I'm always doing a project around the house of the Lord. But I think our place ought to be the nicest place in the neighborhood. I'm not saying that we have marble in our building. Amen.
Right.
I love marble. I like marble. Don't have a problem with marble. It's very nice. But our place needs to be clean, neat, and nice.
Yes,
and it needs to be presentable enough so that a lost person can come in and hear the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. So that means that we also have to clean up our hearts and our minds and our thoughts and our attitudes.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. So maybe that's part of it as well. Amen.
Yes,
you say, well, Brother Ray, as we start this morning, let's open with the word of prayer. Dear Jesus, Lord, thank you for friends and guests and visitors. Lord, I pray, Lord, that this morning this would be an encouragement to somebody's heart. Lord, if you don't do the work, it won't get done. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would encourage somebody today, their mind, heart, and spirit. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would give us the Christian courage as a church to search our heart as they just sang about. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help us this morning. Lord, help us to go forward. Lord, help us to praise your name. Lord, help us to have a warm, caring place. But Lord, let it start with my heart, my mind, and let us work together for your glory. So you can see your children unified, to see people one to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 It's a simple thought the sheep gave. And this is here that Nehemiah was a builder. Amen. And so I always laughed this last week, Sister Bay Red. I was thinking, us as we build for the Lord, as we do things for Jesus, how I couldn't have worked for Nehemiah. Because there was a point where the battle got so bad, and all that was pressing against them got so bad, that they had to hold a tool and a sword in the other. And I can't do three things because I'm always talking. So I would have fallen off the scaffolding. I would have been laying in the yard, and they'd been like, "Yeah, we knew it was going to happen." You know, so somebody asked him to wave, and the guy behind, underneath him, got stabbed in the head by the trowel. And you know, I used to put myself. But don't you, when you read these accounts in the Word of God, don't you just kind of put yourself there? What would it be like? And so that's why I knew I couldn't be there, because I'd hurt somebody. Amen. If they had OSHA back then, they'd say, "No, Ray can't go."
Yep.
Ray, you need to stand back. You can't help as much as you'd like. Oh boy, that helps my heart.
Hey,
I want you to see this. And I don't know if this is just an encouragement this morning. I'll try not to keep us long. But then, unless you're and the high priest. Now I'm going to tell you something. Us as Christians, every great idea doesn't have to come from the preacher, amen?
Right.
Absolutely.
Come on.
And a preacher can't be 100% wrong all the time. Or I hope not. Amen.
Hey, amen.
But you know what? As a church, we have to follow. You have a leader. A leader is a leader even when it's not his great idea.
Yeah. Come on.
A leader that God puts, and I know that I'm talking about myself this morning, it's very uncomfortable, okay? But here, there's some leaders that had to step up and say, "Nehemiah, you're going to do this, let us do our part."
Amen. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's just hard.
Yeah.
I remember once, one fellowship getting kicked out of the kitchen. Sister Kay kicked me out as nice as any lady could. And she said, "Preacher, can you just let us wash the dishes?" And I took the towel, and I was like, "Well, sure." And I walked out, and I go, "I don't know what to do." You know, I just remember that. I remember some people saying, "Preacher, can I just drive the bus?" Amen. "Preacher, can I help teach kids club?"
Amen.
"Can I help with administration? Can I help here? Can I help there?" Amen. Boy, that's exciting, brother. Boy, I love it that you're helping. You and your dear wife are helping with music, and you're helping in kids, the teen ministry, amen, and Sunday school, amen. Hey, it's a group effort, amen. But think about Nehemiah. He was a great leader, and here the priest said, these people said, can we rebuild? Can we rebuild?
Yeah.
What is God asking you to rebuild?
Come
Don't
on.
Expect everybody else to do it. And I'm not yelling at anybody this morning.
No.
I'm just trying to encourage us. What does He want you to rebuild in your life?
Yeah.
If you're not letting Him rebuild in your life, whatever you do for the church, He wants to do more for you. Amen?
Come on.
Amen?
Yeah.
You're catching what I'm putting down this morning. I'm trying to encourage.
Come on, preacher.
And the high priest rose up. He said, "Let's do something." Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud of our church. Amen. And that's not a bad proud. Amen. It's a good. Amen. Hey, when COVID hit, amen, I said we can either lay down and die, or we can learn and grow, and we can let God use this to our betterment, amen?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, our church always said, and I was right with them, saying, "Well, our church is small, and the big churches have such an advantage."
No.
And then I said, "Now God's given us an advantage, let's use it." And our people did, amen?
Yeah.
Rose up, amen? Hey!
Come on!
Well, we're doing our best for the Lord, amen?
Preach!
God, jump in and get with us, amen?
Preach!
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm encouraged, amen?
Yes.
I was encouraged by two different people. Can't we do more for missions?
Come on.
I love learning, amen?
Yeah.
I love being encouraged, amen? I was teasing this morning to Sister Marty. I said, not every bad idea has to be the preacher's, amen? And not every good idea has to be the preacher's, amen? Hey, I'm going to tell you, working together.
Yes.
Think about Nehemiah. Had a big job to do.
Yeah.
But isn't it wonderful when others come around and say, "Boy, we want to be dedicated."
Yeah.
Amen. But the priest rose up and said, "Let's rebuild, amen? Let's do something, amen?" I bet you that was music to Nehemiah's ears.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not alone, amen?
Thank you, Lord.
I hope this helps you, amen? But rose up. But not only did he rise up, He rose up, let's read the next part of the verse, rose up with his brethren. Hey, grab somebody else. Don't exclude somebody. Grab them. Say, come help me. Amen?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you're sitting by the most useless person in church, ask them and give them an opportunity to be useful. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
This week, I called out and I said, we got to get a couple people younger than us to carry this piano.
Yeah.
So I called Brother Moore and said, is there a possibility? Boy, and I love encouragement from other brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
People who aren't going to carry the piano. Well, you can't let that one pass you by, preacher. You got to get it. You got to get it tomorrow. So I was like, well, we were going to go get next Friday. And so two wonderful, gracious people in my life they don't allow me to procrastinate or take baby steps, and I appreciate them for that. Not at the moment. I do appreciate them. I'll appreciate them tomorrow. You'll get that. If you didn't get that one, the bus will come back. But his brothers and sisters in Christ, encourage some others. Amen. Hey, this morning I told some of our people, get up and tickle the ivories. Get over there, touch the piano, man. I'm excited.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't get it for us to look at it.
No.
Amen. Well, I want us to use it for God's glory. Amen.
Yes.
Sing some songs and encourage some people. Amen.
Yeah.
Because some of our brothers and sisters in Christ need the encouragement of the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, you're a little hyped up this morning. I am, because I'm God's blessing.
Yes. Come on.
For us to do something, amen.
Man.
He's been too good to us, amen.
Man.
For us to give up now, amen. But with his brother. Boy, get some other people, amen. I love it. Somebody came this morning. Can we do this for kids' club? I'm like, yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come on.
Hey. Boy, I'm encouraged, amen. Boy, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Boy, I want some people to come to know the Lord, amen. One of our young ladies in choir this morning, I was like, woo!
Yeah. Yes.
And you said, Brother Ray, is there room for me? Yeah, we got lots of room.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, we got room. We got chairs.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll carry some of Brother Joe's fellowship chairs up there and say, I know he'd want me to.
If I take
baby steps on that or delay it when I get to heaven, he'll take his John Deere tractor and he'll take me out to the back 40. Amen. And so if you knew Brother Joe, he loved his John Deere tractor. And of course, the choir chairs and our fellowship chairs we got after his wonderful homegoing. Amen. So when I come in the church house and the first time, we have a special around the piano. The Lord's going to give us the money and we're going to, just when I come in, I'll say, we that's a remembrance for Sister Kay. We're not going to put her name on it or anything like that. But I said, man, I want to do this. She loved to sing. She loved to encourage people to sing. Yeah. Amen. She was learning in choir. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. That's infectious. That friendship. That brother or sister in Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
But I want you to see this. What are you building? And I understand that some are in their latter years here, and some of us are in our middle years, and some of us are starting years. But together, that's what makes a church.
Yes, sir.
That's what makes a family, a Christian family. But rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they built, they did something, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's building is different.
Yeah.
Amen? Some people are administration. Some people are builders. Some people are dealing with the dirty diapers. Somebody was carrying one down the last week. Well, what do you do with that? I was like, get this thing out. I was like, that poo-poo can't stay. You know? But you know what I got thinking? You know how everybody has their talent. Boy, and several of our people came in through the church house saying, preacher, I'm learning some new songs for my specials. Amen!
Amen!
Boy, be encouraged. Amen.
Right.
I want your heart to be touched. Amen?
Yes.
If it doesn't touch the singer's heart, then the devil's got half of the battle won.
Yeah.
Moving right along, amen. And they built the sheep gate, the entrance, boy. They fortified it so the sheep could be protected. Can I tell you something? A church is supposed to be protection.
Yes, it is.
Amen. When people come in, there should be a protection here, Brother Joyce. There should be a love and a protection here. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not saying for us just to let anything go, amen. But this ought to be a place where people could come in and get protection, amen?
Amen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, boy, we were kind of down this morning because a lot of the kids didn't come. And then I prayed on the bus. I said, Lord, don't let this go in vain. And we turned the corner and we got to give somebody a ride.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. You never know what somebody's going through.
Right. That's right.
They're going through some difficulties. And I said, you know what? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, I don't understand what he's doing, but I know I'm going to trust him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the Lord's been too good to us. Amen. We've got some good sheep gates here. Mm-hmm. We've got some places for people to serve and to help. Amen.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Come on.
But I want you to see this. They build the sheep gate. That means there's some new things that we have to do here. There's some new processes. Amen. Hey, as we grow, that's a great ability to reach more for Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't wait. I can't wait. Brother Joyce, I'm asking the Lord in my lifetime for our church to start 10 churches out of here.
Amen.
That'd be good.
Brother Ray, why are you so excited? Because I have a goal that each one of those churches would support 100 missionaries. And then maybe before I get to go home and meet my Savior, maybe I'll reach my goal of hitting 1,000 missionaries.
Amen.
Come on.
Hey, I'm going to tell you. You say, well, Brother Ray, you're thinking outside our walls.
Yeah.
So we're not. Why not?
Then come on.
We have to work together, and the sheep gate keeps us protected, but there's other people that don't have the protections we do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Boy, I want you to see this, the next part of the verse. And they sanctified it. Boy, they fortified it. They put it together. I'm going to tell you something. We need to get the blessings of God in here. Amen.
Yeah.
And if you're doing something and your heart's not right, get close to the Lord. Amen.
Right.
And
yeah.
I want to tell you something. I may not get it all right. And I may not ever be the best pastor in the world. Amen? You could say amen there. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Last night, I was on cloud nine. Mm-hmm. My little boy bowed his head and asked Jesus to help his belly feel better.
There you go.
I said, I'm going to tell you something. I may not be the best guy in the world. But if I can teach him to love Jesus, then I'm doing all right.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I may have a lot of faults and failures, but more and more. And I said, that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's protection. Can I tell you, wouldn't it be wonderful if some more people could come to know the Lord and be able to pray right here in our church?
Yeah.
Be able to pray at their home over things that maybe nobody else would care about.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, I'm going to tell you, we're missing some things. Amen. But together, to sanctify, to pull it together, to do our best for the Lord. Amen. I'm sad to say that I don't always do my best. But I want to.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to walk with Him. And I want you to see this. And they set the doors of it. Can I tell you something? It takes a process. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody. And I'm going to tell you something. Some people, they have to do the thinking. That's a hard job. I've tried it. Now, you're not going to laugh this morning. You're in trouble. Because I've done some things that said, oh, that did, I thought that through, but that didn't turn out so well. I'm going to have a good time. But they set the doors of it. They not only prepared, but they got ready to do the finishing. They put the doors in. I remember our church, we were good at tearing down walls. And then we had to put up walls. And I said, wait a minute. And we put the entryway, and the church would graciously allow me to put my office up front here. And if you notice, they had glass doors and windows on it. So that down the road, Sister Marty, if we ever have to use it for a Sunday school class, I'll move to the hallway. I'm fine.
There you go.
I'm okay.
Come on.
They can share my office or I'll move. I've worked out of boxes before.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Hey, I'm looking for God's blessings. Amen.
Yes.
Boy, I remember as we went and ordered the doors, and boy, and I'm cheap. You ought to thank the Lord and the world for my wife, because I'm cheap. And we went to order the kitchen counters back there, and the lady said, well, that'll be $7 for each curved in. I was like, oh no. That's $14. And my wife goes, really? And then the guy looked at me, and he looked at her, and he says, so ma'am, you want both of those? Because he was more afraid of her than me, and he said, I believe she's going to win here.
Yep.
But I'm thankful, amen. And the sheep gate, putting up the doors and protections. Can I tell you something? We ought to protect what's here.
Yes.
Love each other. Help each other. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to have disagreements. We're going to have fights. We're going to have failures. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. If we keep putting God first, He'll sort it out. He'll help us. Amen. Boy, there ought to be a protection. We ought to keep the world out of this place. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe too many churches have just opened up the doors so that anything can come in. And I think that we need to be careful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But set up the doors of it. But I want you to see this. Then they even built the towers. And the towers, and as you go back and study in these histories, towers were always to look for danger, to keep people safe. And it was also to look over people. Now, I'm going to ask a question. Please don't raise your hand because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But have you prayed over anybody this week?
Go ahead.
And if you have, that's wonderful. That's great.
Amen.
But did you add anybody new this week?
Go ahead.
Did you think of one other person? Because those towers were to look, but to keep people safe. But then, you know what the towers are? It's for them to yell back. Now, get prepared. Sister so-and-so is coming. Brother Joyce cracks me up. Because he runs out there and he makes sure several of our ladies, so then they don't slip and fall on the ice. We got several of our men and ladies that watch out for each other. Amen.
Yes.
A wonderful day.
Yes.
I'm not picking on you. I'm encouraging. Amen. But you know what? I got thinking, just like Mr. and Mrs. Moore are watching out for our teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we have people that help with the finances and paperwork of the church, they look after that side of it. There's people who teach our classes. There's people who have the worst job in the whole wide world. And that's the job in the nursery.
Amen.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, why? Because there's a whole bunch of little boogers in there. You'll get that in a minute. Move right along. I'm just telling you, there's one of them, amen. And one day I saw him, and he just, I didn't see his face. I just saw boogers. I was just like, how do you have that many? You're not that big. But anyway, moving right along. Somebody's like, now I have to go over here. But I want you to see this. The doors of it, even the tower, was, and they sanctified it unto the tower of Nineveh. Now I'm going to tell you something. They had that tower. And can I tell you what a tower is? A tower is to protect your area. But a tower is to look to other towers. See, we're not a church all by ourselves. Amen?
Right.
And we are, but we're not.
Right.
I'm not in competition with any other good church.
Amen.
I'm in cooperation.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, boy, I want to encourage them as I'm praying for Liberty today, as I got that voicemail and was able to get that. And so pray for Tommy, you're not feeling well, and Joseph's mom. Pray for them. They're friends to me. Amen. But you know, I realize that our tower looks to other towers. Right?
Amen.
Yeah.
But if we're looking at other towers are looking at us.
Right.
Yeah.
See, sometimes when we rebuild our sheep gate, we will encourage other churches. Because other churches have encouraged us, amen?
Yeah.
But we don't, can I tell you something? We're too good of God's children. God's been too good to His children right here for us to always want others to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us help others.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And I'm not saying that we won't need help. Amen. For the morph, right? We carry the piano. Amen. And so we had a wonderful time. It will always sound better when they play it. We carry it. Amen. Right along. Hope I made some friends. Amen. But I want you to see in verse number 2. Trying to finish up. And next to him, building the men of Jericho. And next to them, built Zephar, the son of
I-M-R-I.
So, just think about this. When we're building, there's others. See, we're interconnected. And we've got to help others. Amen?
Yeah.
Boy, as I'm praying for your church, and as I'm praying, because the Lord's answering our prayers to send us people who can teach and help in kids club and in Sunday school. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm praying for the bus workers. Amen? God's given us the buses. He's given us the teachers. So the only problem is me not having the faith. So pray for your preacher.
Amen.
So this morning I'm praying. I got Paul. I said, send me 3 families that'll drive buses. That their mission will be to make sure people get safely to church and nobody gets left out just because they don't have a view.
Yeah.
Maybe they can't get to church. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, instead of saying we missed an opportunity or an opportunity was taken, we can say, by God's glory, amen. Hey, pray. Will you pray with me this next week?
Come on.
If you didn't have anything to pray for new this week, would you pray for us to have 3 new families? The Lord will help us as we strive for 5 more families. And I personally want to reach at least 1 family personally. Amen. Whether they come here or not, to make a difference in their life this year. Amen. I'm working with several. Amen. Because it's not just my job as a preacher. It is my love to give back to the Lord and to care for His children. Amen. You say, well, Brother Ray, what's your last point?
Amen.
Ray, go to the house. What are we doing? What are we doing? Because we need to ask ourselves that question. What are we doing and where do I fit in? Amen. What are we doing for Christ? Are we building? And I'm not saying that everybody is to have a hammer. Amen. But everybody is to be doing something for the cause of Christ. Whether it's praying, sending out cards, greeting people at the church house. Boy, we're going to give opportunities in the next year for visitation. Amen? Because there's people out there that need to know that there's a place they can come and worship. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you building a life for Christ? Are you building a life for Christ? And I'm not saying that you have to come in and tell everybody that you're the Christian giant. Amen. How about you come in and just say, I love the Lord and I'm going to do my best.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to do it this week better than I did last week.
Right.
I'm going to do better from Wednesday than I did from Sunday.
Go ahead.
To the next Sunday. I'm going to use what God is teaching me in my heart. Amen.
Amen.
So, lastly, or are we living for Christ, or are we just going with the flow? Are we just going with the flow? Are we just going through the motions? Are we just doing the bare minimum? Well, I'm going to do this because Brother Ray, he'll ask me. Or I better show up on Wednesday prayer meeting, because if not, he's going to have somebody send me a card or give me a text message. And sometimes a crazy man will show up at my house.
Amen.
Amen. As my wife reached out, I made a comment about somebody not being here. And she said, well, I've reached out to them. I think they're home not feeling well. I said, okay, well, we'll be praying. Then I know how to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Just go with the flow. I'm so thankful that Nehemiah didn't just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that he got a compassion and a love to build something for Christ. And I'm not talking about building our church. I'm not about numbers. Okay? I'm just not. But Brother James, you know what I am concerned about? Is people having a place to worship.
Yes.
I was coming out of my office, standing in the hallway. And before I said something I shouldn't have, Brother Cook, so just pray for me. I stood there. Furthermore, I stood there, and before I could stop myself, Sister Morgan, you know what I did? 4 or 5 people walked by me, and I said, boy, that's more than we had in the church a long time ago. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
See, I never want it to get old. See, when a Christian life gets old, we don't get a vision.
Yeah.
To help and to build. Because there's others that need what we have.
Wow.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, it's because you want to build a big church. No, I've already said what I would like for our church to do. Is that when we get to 80, and when we get to 80 to 125, reach out and start another church. Or go help a church that's about ready to close. Say, can we send you about 25 people? I've got a couple Sunday school teachers that are ready. I've got some people that can play the piano. Or maybe a church that doesn't have a pastor. Say, can we send 15 people over there? Because they live in your neighborhood from our church. And that way they can reach their Jerusalem.
Yeah.
It could be a help.
Come on, preacher.
To start. Well, we're supposed to help.
Yes. All right.
Because, see, I don't... Pray for your preacher if I'm wrong, okay? But I want to repair other people's sheep gates.
Come on.
Who can repair sheep gates better than the sheep?
Mm.
Yeah.
With a great shepherd.
Come on.
I'm not your shepherd, I'm your under shepherd.
That's right.
And if I'm not following our shepherd, see, and I'm not against big churches, okay? I'm not. But I'd like to share what we have here with other churches.
Yes,
I
do.
Yeah.
See, and that's my goal. That's my desire to build. And not because one day I can look out and say, see that tower, that tower, that tower. Well, because, Dad, one day I want to be able to look out at the end of my life and say there's other people that got to see the tower.
Amen.
Yeah.
They got to hear the gospel.
Come on.
Some missionaries got to go to the field.
Right.
I have a missionary that I think of right now, and I won't say their name because I will never embarrass somebody like this. Over 12 years on deputation.
Yeah.
Bought their tickets, ready to go overseas. And because of 12 years of deputation, his wife says, I will not go.
Ouch.
And I told him, I said, then do not go. Stay with you. If you do not repair your home, God can bring good out of this.
Right.
Don't let the devil split your home up over this.
That's right.
See, because I want to help other missionaries get there before the devil's ruined their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want other churches, I want to help others rebuild their sheep gate. Because local churches help. I'm thankful for our local church.
Amen.
Amen. You said, Brother Ray, as you finished the last point, which was the longest one, as musicians come, would you help me? And I'm not just talking about repairing our building. Talking about us working. Could you help me? We're doing a wonderful job. I don't want anybody going out here saying, well, somebody's not working with somebody. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I want us to continue working together so that we can help missionaries. So that we can reach people in our community. Amen. So that lost people know there's something and that they know they can come in these doors. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful for somebody to walk the aisle and say, I knew I could come in.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And you say, well, Brother Ray, why are you so concerned about other churches? Because other churches have God's children.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be concerned? Shouldn't we care? See, if we become a club that is just us, I don't know if that's as pleasing as a church that will reach out. Because there's people that need the Lord.
Yep.
And I'm praying for some people that live by other churches. And I'm not afraid to tell people, if you live in Wanata, please go to Crossroads Baptist Church. Sister Bonnie, boy, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody found a place to worship. Because I was at a funeral, and instead of building my empire here, I was more concerned about them having a place to worship.
Amen.
The true and living Savior. I hope you've heard my heart today. And if God comes tomorrow and I don't get to fulfill the dreams of loving my Savior the best that I can, I'm ready to go.
Amen.
But I want to be fruitful while I'm here. And I want to help each one of us be fruitful. And maybe you may think your gift isn't important. work together for God's glory. And people hear the gospel. Then we're walking with you. As we stand together, as people come.